The goal of this demo is to demonstrate how you can set a rule in the Remote Monitoring Solution dashboard. And that rule will set an alert. And what you'll do is explain a little bit what's happening under the cover. So the first thing you need to do is change an existing rule. So in the dashboard, click on the rules button here. And there are two rules already set for you, one for humidity, one for temperature. Select the one for temperature. You'll notice that the threshold is currently set at 38. We'll change that to 100. So I'll just click on the edit button and we'll change that to 100. Save this. So now we changed the threshold from 38 to 100. Now switch back to Visual Studio. There's a line of code that's commented out here. So it says uncomment the following line for demo 2.5. Well, that's pretty obvious. You just uncomment this. And what this does is override the random values that we used earlier in the previous demo. And notice that the temperature here will be set to 105 and the threshold is at 100. So we're sure to send 5 messages that will trigger an alert. So let's click here on start. And the code will send 5 messages. So you see temperature 105. Okay, now it's done. It's waiting for to receive commands. Let's switch back to the dashboard here. And if I scroll down a little bit, first of all, we're seeing our messages. So make sure that you have the right device selected. So our messages are here. So we are at 105 exactly. So we have 5 messages here. And look at the alarm history panel here. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, alerts for our sample device 001. So that worked. Now switch to the portal. Select the Stream Analytics job that ends with dash rules. So click on this. And what you'll do is explain a little bit how the query works. So click here on query to display the query itself. Now explain that messages are from IoT Hub, and this is the IoT Hub input. And the rules and the threshold values that we saw earlier in the remote monitoring dashboard, this is saved into blob storage. So one of the input of the Stream Analytics job is a blob storage. Now the output is both to a Event Hub and also blob storage. Now, going back to the query itself, the query is divided in 2 sections. The first one deals with temperature and the second one with humidity. So basically we're selecting the fields and we're checking if the temperature is superior to the reference or the threshold temperature. Same things for humidity. right? And we're selecting everything and we're storing to our two outputs here. So Heaven Hub and also Blob Storage. So that completes this demo.